How We Made Your Mother is a rewatch podcast that looks back episode by episode at the hit TV show How I Met Your Mother. It's hosted by me, Josh Radner, along with series co-creator Craig Thomas.
In seasons 1 and 2, we were joined by Neil Patrick Harris, Kobe Smulders, Brian Cranston, Ashley Williams, Wayne Brady, Jenna Fisher and Angela Kinsey, Joe Manganiello, and my brilliant co-creator Carter Bays. And now we are diving into season 3.
So whether it's your 50th rewatch or your first time through, follow How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
You know it's a massive day when Steve Mills getting let go by the New York Knicks can get bumped off the back pages. But if you were a New York Knicks fan, and I know I can speak on behalf of many of you, you were quite nervous to what this organization and what this front office was going to do leading up to the trade deadline, because you felt like you had incompetent people in place. You felt there could be a move of desperation. That's why I was pretty adamant against the idea of bringing in D'Angelo Russell, because if you were going to clean the slate, if you were going to bring in a new front office, hey, guess what? I want that guy to be making the decision, not a lame duck GM. And the Knicks finally came to their senses, and James Dolan finally came to his senses and said goodbye to one of the worst executives in the history of the NBA. Steve Mills may be a good man. I know he's very well liked. His tenure, nothing short of an embarrassment and a disgrace. Since he came back in 2013, the Knicks have put together a record of 178 and 365. Let that sink in. 178 and 365. They have made terrible draft picks. They have whiffed in free agency. He has now presided over not one, but two stinkers of tenures. Steve Mills had to go. I don't care about the timing, quite frankly. I know some are bothered by that, and they say, well, 2 days before the trade deadline, why are you firing your GM? I'm just thankful he's not going to be there to screw it up. He's not going to be there to make a short-sighted type move, like bringing in a D'Angelo Russell in the 3 or 4 years he has on his contract. Now it's about the Knicks moving forward as a franchise. And I think we all know this. They will not be able to move forward as a franchise until they give a general manager that full autonomy. Until they give a basketball mind a chance to run the show without interference, you're not going to have success. We could talk about Masai Ujiri and what it would cost to get him potentially from Toronto. It's a great name. My love with the idea of giving up multiple draft picks? Not really. Especially if we're talking about the pick the Knicks may have in this year's draft. We're talking about the Dallas pick or a pick you get in a Marcus Morris deal, I'm far more receptive. You've heard Sam Presti's name mentioned. Knicks get their hands on Sam Presti, where do I sign? I think it's very important they go and get themselves somebody with basketball front office experience. I know I've read a whole lot since the dismissal here of Mills, the agents being involved, that the Knicks may want to go the route of the Golden State Warriors with Bob Myers or the route of the Los Angeles Lakers with Rob Pelinka. I don't think this situation calls for that sort of mindset. This situation calls for somebody who has been there and done that and knows the ins and outs of running a basketball team. Sorry, that culture is not there. You know, they love to try to spin the idea of culture. The culture is the Knicks have been a laughingstock for 2 decades. The simple reality is this. The Knicks have been one of, if not, the worst franchise in all sports. In fact, since Steve Mills came back into the fold, the Knicks have been the worst franchise in all sports. Them alongside the Cleveland Browns. Take your pick. I'm not overly optimistic they're going to find a way to get it right, because they've given you no reason to have that hope. James Dolan running the team has given you no reason that he's going to find a way to pick the right guy. You thought maybe he had it with Phil Jackson? He failed. You thought maybe he had it with Donnie Walsh? He ends up getting in the way. In order for James Dolan to not be the story, stay out of the way. And you know full well, the fans chanting sell the team the other night at Madison Square Garden after that embarrassing performance, after the Jay Crowder situation, combined with Kristaps Porzingis going off in back-to-back games, led to action. That's the way it works with the Knicks. Owner gets embarrassed, needs to deflect. He's right about this. Steve Mills needed to go, but that is the pattern of behavior that we've seen at the Garden over and over and over again. My hope is, as a Knicks fan, they're going to get one of these elite front office types. And that the owner's going to stay out of the way, and he's going to let him build the team. And the problem many Knicks fans run into, and we've seen it with the ridiculous pursuit of so many free agents over the last few years, this guy is coming. That guy is coming. We need to make sure we're set up to go get that next free agent. Except for the fact that nobody wants to play here. How do you go about changing that? For me, it's pretty simple. You got to draft and develop. That's what this group wanted to do to some extent. They haven't drafted well enough. They've whiffed on players. They whiffed on the Kristaps Porzingis trade. This front office showed you over the last year, you know what? They don't deserve to be in power any longer. I just hope and pray James Dolan now is going to actually hire somebody who has a clue. Because that's the only way the Knicks will become relevant. Think about how much of a conquering hero you would be as a front office type. Forget about bringing the Knicks to a championship. Forget about that for a minute. If you had a front office type who, dare I say, got the Knicks to being a top four seed in the Eastern Conference for 4 or 5 years in a row, people look at the guy like he could walk on water. Because that's how desperate a situation this is. I don't believe Masai Ujiri is coming. I don't believe Sam Presti is coming. I am going to probably look at whoever they hire with very much of a skeptical eye and a skeptical viewpoint, because that's the way I'm conditioned as a Knicks fan. Why should I expect anything else? They made a move that needed to happen. I'm thankful that Steve Mills is no longer running the Knicks. But it'll mean very little until you get it right and you find stability and you're building and growing a franchise the way it should be grown. Until you do that, Steve Mills will just go down as another name that is cycled through every 3 or 4 years, and we have the same pattern repeating with the Knicks over and over again. Tuesday was a much-needed day in Knick line. The question is, do you believe that James Dolan's going to find a way to get it right? I, for one, highly, highly skeptical.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.